He made his father's dealings throughout the king's and his son his God's will.
And as for my work down there was unloading fish from the packers. They call it the packers going around collecting fish from the fishermen every morning. They come in and the workers at the dock, they go unload them. We go and just pitch fish with a fork-like type. We go and work hours and hours when there's lots of fish. I remember one time we worked 20 hours and then we have up again, go out again and work. There's hardly any time and a half at them days. Just straight time, it's whatever you can get it. But it's gotten in this where the union started fighting and all this, and then they started getting their money for overtime work. But it was straight 8 hours. There's no break or nothing at all. You have to work right through 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And that's how you get your time in. Well, you get your break at 12 o'clock, you come right back at one. Full 8 hour work with no such thing as coffee break or anything. Straight work. And that's how they were. It's got to a place where, like what I said, quit drinking and I started behaving. It's just that I can't take it anymore. And I've been off drinking for over 20 years now. Maybe more, 20, 25 years. Well, in fact, I think it is 25. I was 25 when I quit drinking, and I started behaving.
Played soccer?
Oh, yes. I played a lot of soccer. I played soccer when I was maybe 14 years old. Started. And I played with older people. I played with your grandfather. And he's the one that taught me how to play soccer. And there are older people, maybe older than I am, play soccer. And we respect those people, too. We love whatever they tell us, we do. There's an old fella up here by the, up where one of the Blackwater stays with. Mm-hmm. His name is Jack Tate. And this fella would be, he'd be plowing or whatever he's doing on his land, and then we holler out, we need a player. We didn't have as many players we have now. And this old fella would come right in, right down, and he'd be right in amongst us, and he's over 60 years old. And that's how he loves playing amongst kids. And we love him too, respect him. Lot other elderly people, like my wife's father now, Johnson Williams. He was pretty old when we played, and he was coming along with us playing. But in my days, there were just enough to play a team. We just got one team. We just had one team. And as we go by, we left that field up here where the hall is, just where the hall is. Community place right now, we have the field there. And we moved this place here because there's people that in the place, they started to, well, we talked of donating it to the team, and that's they love us. That's how much they listen. They just surrendered the place. Surrendered us about 3 lands right there that they use for potatoes, eh? Like the hard places for plantatoes. And they plant them early in the spring and they look after them and they weep them and everything. And they have enough potatoes there, and then they have this where they dug a place out in the set. They dug it right out, and then that's where they put them in, and they have them packed right down with moss, dry moss, and everything that to prevent it from frozen from the cold weather we have. And if they don't do that, their potatoes won't frozen. But have vegetables, everything planted. My mother has a patch of rhubarb, raspberries, just right at the foot of right in behind old William's place right now. There's a patch of raspberry. And they have that plenty of fruit. They go out and pick berries and fall to them and preserve those. There's plenty of fruits for us. And my mother used to buy whatever we call for. We have to. Not a jerk on account of that. She works hard. As I go on, I played soccer until I was 50, maybe. I broke my leg twice playing soccer. I never quit. I played along with my son. Played along with your dad. There are my nephews. Clyde, I played along with him. Quite a while, and they liked me. And we had 2 teams after I quit. I mean, after they throw me out in an Eagle, eh? See, the top team is an Eagle. And they started this Warrior team. And they had me on the Warrior team. Well, I used to play along with younger boys. And we had a pretty good team. We had twice we played among others with the Eagle. The people were rooting for the Warriors instead of the Eagle. And that's how much that was a lot of fun. See, we knocked out other teams, we knocked out in the tournament. There too, there weren't any pushovers or anybody. Greenville teams, or teams from Prince Rupert, there are teams from Prince George, the places that used to come. But we played amongst each other twice, 2 in a row, I think, we played amongst each other. And they had to bite their teeth before they beat us. But they had a good team, all the Eagles, all of us. They always have a good team. The top players, they're 45 players. But I played along with the youngest, and most likely just to keep them cool and keep them from blaming each other when they go wrong. They go when the goal is scorched us or anything, I keep them cool. It's not his fault. Or they start blaming one another now. I just cool them off from doing that. come back and get it back. Keep working. But, that, what else do you know?
What about feasts?
Oh, the feast. Yeah. The feast has always been there. It has been there at times. Ever since I was a boy, they used to have feasts, and they used to lamp. They just sit around in them days, and they have a certain tea, and they just lamp in rows like in. And they don't have tables in them days, and you have to sit there. You don't run back and forth or go to the washroom. You have to go to them before you go and come into the feast hall. Otherwise, you don't do that when you get into the feast hall. Respect one another. Like when some old guy would get late, one chief I saw one time, he was late, the food that was already starting to serve food when he started in. See? And he asked for it, he had to pay for it, out of his own pocket, he had to sang out his song right then when he came in and started singing. His own, their tribe song. Right then he has to go and give out money to the hired chief for being late. And that's out of his own pocket. They have to be on time. There's no such thing as Indian time in the day. What they say now, eh? Mm-hmm. They call it Indian time, but I think Indians in them days are a lot respectable than they are now. As they respect one another in the fall. You have to be there at a certain time when time is to serve food, you serve. There's no such a thing as being late in them days. But now it's different. Some chiefs, they come in, everything is just about over. Yet he comes in and sits down. No. I think they respect one another more than they do right now. And I'm honest about that. Because I say, they know what chiefs are, and they respect the elders and whoever the chief son is, all this and that, they respect them. It's different now, it's really different since I think, and the only thing I can blame is liquor. And right now, there's so much marketing for liquor now, I don't think they age those things as you do in the olden days. Just the white people were drinking. Maybe they just dope those things, maybe they just, whatever they do, that makes a guy just go crazy. Look at all the commit suicides and them now. The nasty things they do. And that's what I kind of figured maybe they just got so far behind that they have to go and try and get those things in the market. It's so much. They're just selling them, that's the only money that they, that's where they are, well, that's where they rake in all the money. The government's turning over and selling them. They do. And the feasts were where they used to go and raise totem pole. Like it's a symbol for people to go and raise a pole just for the maybe for memory of his one of his family or in memory of the chief and what I mean the chief that this other chief takes over him. Mm-hmm. It's been like that. It's been passed on down the generations. And the land, like on the chief side, they take over. See, we go and have our own land. Like we can't go on after maybe our father died, we can't go and try and sneak into our father's place. We have to have our own. Like the Stevens Lake, and I can't go there and say that I own it just because my father's been around. I have to have permission from either who takes over it. A father, the co-owner that, you know, that passed on. They pretty well disciplined for the time now that there's hardly any place where you can go to trap now on account of logging. Right? All the traps right now have been pretty well logged out. They're pretty well logged out because you can't go in a place where you used to go. Short place, like around First Cabin, they call it, just that belongs to the Iowa tribe. It used to belong to, like I went with your grandfather, Larry's dad, Walter, late Walter's coach. I went with him. Few trap lines there that he used to go to. It's just not very far. And that's pretty close, but that's for the logging, no logging there in the days. But as for now, there's no place you can go at all where you can spend a day and come back again. Such as going farther and farther. They're claiming the whole place, they're claiming the whole country. And it's actually, it's where the Indians had their first say. They owned the place. Ever since they started struggling for food. They've always owned country. Like Caldo, they call this, they used to have a village up there. And same way with Kiskegas, the village there. But they all moved together. It's mostly Caldo tribes. Some of them are around here. And Kiskegas tribes, there's some of them are. And they're all united. But they still go up to their place where they can come. Make their living. Make their go and trap and fish summertime. But being in the feast hall it's still the same thing. They started using tape and they started using Indian time, they call it. I don't know why. just. But in the old times, I don't think they did that because they were more disciplined. They were on time. If I was 5 minutes late in the feast hall, I'd be digging my pockets to give out, you know, that money. Throw it in the dish and start it. Distribute them out. There was no logging up on the top here. Sport fishing or anything at all, hardly. They had nets out like now and they had them out as long as they wanted. No fish warden or anybody that comes around and tells you to net out and this and that. It's just been lately that they started coming in and taking over, trying to raise fish themselves, and and they're killing them off themselves. In them days, you used to see the bill platters, they claim, and yet the fish has been up at Stevens Lake, all of them. There's a big canyon there with big water where the fish would jump, and it's a beautiful sight. And these things, they go up until they get over. Mm-hmm. There's no fish ladder that they can go and they start building those and things like that. And maybe the fish getting lazy too, like the people right now, they are sitting back, you know, waiting for a welfare check about all some of them. And it's getting worse. That's all I can say. It's terrible. It's terrible. I've been trying to get a work. I've been trying to work myself. I'm not available to work. I claim to, on account of my sickness and all this and that, they can't work. But I'm not that being lazy. I can go out and work. As for myself, I still go out. It's too bad if a moose starts in my way, I'd kill it. I still go out. I love it. I love those wild. I was raised out in the bush, and I still love it very much. I go up out in the mountains and shoot groundhogs, and oh, they're lovely. Sights are beautiful. They never used to, like we say, in my days, they used to clear the streets. But now, you could see now that little kids, even little, we used to walk around till daybreak in the morning. And that's no new generation, that's wild generation. That's out of hand. Because in the corner, it's not telling them what to do. See, when you grow up, maybe when you're just going on to your teenage, your grandmother or whoever is to you will take you and give you instructions not to do this, not to do, and you have to take it. You have to take it. You have to listen. And they do the thing with the little boys. Their grandfather go and take them. They give them instructions not to do that. So your life will be long. That's what they used to tell me. If you don't do that, you'll never get your hair be white. You'll never get silver hair, they used to tell me. As for myself, I've proven life, but I've come out of it, and I I'm a Christian now, and I'm proud to say that I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. He saved my life. And I respect the guys that teach word. I respect the ministers. I respect them. They're doing their job. There was no bingo of them. That's what I was going to say to them. There was no such thing as ruling them there. Now it's, what, five times a day, or five, maybe through the week now. And they respect Sunday. They respect Sunday. Older people respect Sunday, they go to church Sunday. They respect. It's a holy day. When the first minister comes around here and he tells them, dress up on Sunday and then wash yourself up and listen to the Word of God. And they started way back in days that they told me, but I've watched in my childhood days that they respect Sunday. There's no singing. Sunday is just another day or anything. There's no work done or anything at all. Right through now, it's getting worse. But for education in my days, it's hardly anyone that has gone through to a higher, like finishing high school, maybe the Harris's, that family that went through their high school days. They had to go to Rupert to do it. They have to move out. It's right in the pocket of his father that had to pay for their education. There's no high school or nothing. They hardly teach it, the Indians. Maybe the farthest grade you can get right in the village is maybe sixth grade out. And you're on your own.
What was the school like?
Well, it's I can't complain because the ones that I started instructions, my school teachers were the ministers, eh? The ministers themselves. The church minister used to come up and stay at the old mission house there. Right, a new one is right now there. And the church just below that place there, it's just a big, they had one room, and then they added another room onto it after, just an ordinary place where we would use it. We had to go use wood fire. When it's cold, we get around the fire instead. You have to be pretty brave to handle it. I've been in them days. And it's from the minister themselves that try and teach us. There weren't any qualified teachers or anything. Maybe they have to, they use whatever education they do. Maybe they are educated because they're... for the teachers, they don't have any teachers. It's ministers themselves. Maybe the United Church ministers did most of the work trying to start kids off, There was no... You have to be a certain age before you come to school, too. little kids don't have no kindergartens or anything else, and stuff, stuff like that. You have to be a certain age before you can come. As it goes along, like what I said, there's just some people that are good fishermen, some good cookers that can allow their family to go on to school are the only ones that made it through to high school.
They had boarding school?
Huh?
And there was boarding school too?
In school, like what? Oh, there's places where you can, where they can send their kids, you sent them away to Port Alberni. They had kids sent there too, and Edmonton.